Title: Saturate a Vocal Texture for Sunrise Set Emotion in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's do an advanced vocal edit that screams Sunrise Jungle. Not a big pop lead vocal, more like a memory. A voice drifting through breaks and subs. Warm, worn, a little bit haunted, but still readable. And the key is saturation, but not full range brute force saturation. We're going to split the vocal into layers, saturate each layer for a different job, and then make it playable with macros so you can automate it like an instrument during transitions. Open Ableton Live 12, and start with the source. Pick a short phrase, 1 to 4 bars. Emotional, simple words work best. Hold on, remember, tonight, that kind of thing. You want something that can loop and still feel like a vibe. Now prep it. Warp it with intention. If it's sung, go complex pro. If it's spoken, try complex first. And also try beats, because sometimes that grain is actually perfect for old school texture. Tighten the edit, remove breaths you don't want, and then consolidate so everything is stable. That's Command or Control J. And do basic gain staging. Don't slam the channel. Aim for roughly minus 18 to minus 12 dB RMS-ish. The exact number isn't religion, you just want headroom, because we're about to add harmonics and density. Now build the rack. On the vocal track, drop an auto effect rack. Show the chain list and create 3 chains. Name them Warm Core, Air Halo, and Bit Grime. Set each chain volume down around minus 6 dB to start. That gives you room while you build. Quick coach move before we go deep. We're going to calibrate this rack to a Unity sweet spot. Temporarily drop a limiter after the rack. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. Default look ahead is fine. The goal is not to crush it, just prevent accidental overload while you dial gains. Then you'll disable or remove the limiter once everything is balanced. This stops the classic trap of it sounds better because it got louder. Let's do chain A. Warm core. This is intelligibility, glue, and emotional weight. Keep it mostly mono stable because this is the anchor. First device. EQ8. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz with a steep slope. 24 dB per octave. You're not letting vocal low end steal space from the sub and kick. Then if the vocal is a bit boxy, do a gentle dip around 300 to 500 Hz, maybe minus 2 dB. Don't go crazy, just clear mud. Next. Saturator. Set it to soft sign. This is one of the smoothest options in stock Ableton and it's perfect for tape-ish warmth, without brittle fizz. Turn on soft clip. Now push drive somewhere around plus 3 to plus 7 dB. And this part matters. Level match. Adjust the output so bypass on and off is basically the same loudness. If you don't level match, you'll overcook it every single time, because louder always feels better for 5 seconds. After that, blue compressor. Attack about 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold so you're only grabbing peaks, like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Keep makeup off and manually match output. The vibe here is held together, not flattened. Then a utility. Set width somewhere like 80 to 100%. This lane should live in the center. If you make your core wide, you risk phase weirdness and your snare stops punching in mono. Jungle needs that center energy. And a quick advanced note. If the saturation starts to feel angry or too forward, try swapping the order. Put compression before saturation on this lane. Compressing into drive often reads like worn broadcast or dubplate tape. Saturating into compression can feel more modern and in your face. Same tools, different emotional message. Now chain B. Air Halo. This is that heavenly lift that floats above the Amen hats. But we have to keep it smooth. The mistake here is adding harshness in the 4 to 8K range and suddenly your vocal is fighting your breaks. Start with EQ8. High pass high. Like, 2.5 to 4K Hz. Yes, really. This is an air-only lane. If it's dull, add a gentle shelf above 10K Hz. Plus 1 to plus 3 dB. If it's already bright, skip the shelf. Now add roar. And think of roar as a tone shaper, not just distortion. Choose a gentler style. Keep drive low. Maybe 5 to 15% to start. And use tone to darken if the sibilance gets spitty. Set mix around 20 to 40%. If your vocal already has sharp S sounds, darken roar rather than trying to brighten it into sparkle. Sunrise sparkle is smooth, not sandpaper. Next. Chorus ensemble. Mode on ensemble. Rate slow, 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Amount 20 to 35%. Width 120 to 160%. This is where you get that drifting. Early morning spread. Slow is the keyword. Fast chorus starts to sound like a special effect. We want atmosphere. Then reverb. Medium size. Decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds so the vocal stays defined and the reverb blooms behind it. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz to keep it silky. Wet around 10 to 20%, or go fully wet and control the chain volume. And if this starts fighting your hats, do a narrow notch somewhere between 8 and 12k depending on where your brake is sizzling. Advanced varination if you want the cleanest possible air under drive, add a fourth optional chain later called DS into distortion. High pass it around 3 to 5 kHz, put Ableton's DSer on it and be more aggressive than normal, then a very gentle saturator. Blend it low, that gives you air that can take drive without spitting. Now chain C, mid grime. This is Pirate Radio, VHS Dust, Dubplate Crackle Energy. The reason it works is because it reads on small speakers and in mono, and it gives you character without ruining the main vocal. Start with EQ8 and band pass it. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 3 to 5 kHz. So we're focusing on mids. If you're at higher tempos like 172 to 175, shift that down a bit so it doesn't chatter against hats. Try more like 200 Hz up to 2.5 kHz, and keep modulation slower. Then add pedal. Choose overdrive or distortion. Drive 20 to 40%. Tone 30 to 45% so it doesn't get razor sharp. Output. Level match again. Next add redux. Downsample around 2.5 to 8 kHz. Pitch reduction subtle 0 to 3. And dry slash wet 10 to 30%. The goal isn't total destruction. It's that old media edge. Then auto filter for movement. LP or BP, depending on the vibe. Turn on the LFO. Amount about 5 to 15%, rate sync to 1/8 or 1/4, keep phase at 0 degrees for mono stability. Now the grime breathes in time with the groove. Cool. Now, before we map macros, do the mono safety check that actually matters for jungle. Put a utility on your master temporarily, and set width to 0% for 10 seconds while the break is playing. If your vocal texture suddenly masks the snare, or vanishes, you've gone too wide or too facey on the halo lane. Pull back chorus width, reduce reverb stereo, and keep the grime lane mostly mono. Now macros. This is where it becomes an edits tool, not just a static chain. Macro 1, drive. Map saturator drive on warm core. Map roar drive or mix on air halo. Map pedal drive on mid grime. Set ranges so you can push it without instantly falling off a cliff. Macro 2, tone, dark to bright. Map the air halo shelf gain, and map the auto filter cutoff on the grime lane. Macro 3, smear. Map reverb wet on the halo lane. If you want extra, you can add a delay later and map feedback or send a mount. Macro 4, width. Map utility width on the halo lane. Keep the warm core near 100% so your center stays strong. Macro 5, grit amount. Map redux dry slash wet on the grime lane. Macro 6, movement. Map auto filter LFO amount on the grime lane and chorus amount on the halo lane. Now let's add the classic jungle move, delay throws. This is huge for Sunrise Emotion, because it gives you space without drowning the whole phrase. Create a return track called vocal throw. Put delay on it. Time at 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Then put a saturator after the delay, soft sign, plus 2 to plus 5 dB drive, just to warm the repeats. Then a reverb, small to medium, decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. You want it to trail, not wash. Now automate the send level on the last word of a phrase, especially going into a drop or into a breakdown. It's like the vocal is being released into the sky. Pro move, freeze the throw by resampling. Create a new audio track called Resample Vox FX. Set the input to resampling. Record a bar of that throw. Then slice it, reverse it, pitch it, stutter it. That's where the authentic old-school edits live. Not in a plugin. In decisions. Now arrangement. Here are three moves that work every time in rolling D&B. First, the breakdown sunrise wash. 8 to 16 bars. Bring the vocal texture in before the breaks return. Automate smear upward, maybe width slightly upward, and high pass the whole vocal rack so lows are cleaned out. That way, when the sub drop hits, it feels like the floor appears under the track. Second, pre-drop tension. Last two bars. Increase grit amount and movement. Shorten the reverb decay slightly right before the drop, so it feels like the room tightens. And then hard cut the vocal on beat 4, leaving only the throw tail. That negative space is impact. Third, drop read entry. First 8 bars, keep warm core steady. Duck air halo slightly so hats dominate. Then bring halo back around bar 9 for that sunrise lift moment, like the clouds open. Now keep it in the pocket with sidechain. After the rack on the vocal track, add a compressor. Enable sidechain and feed it from your drum bus or break group. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms so the vocal doesn't instantly disappear. It just steps back. Release 80 to 180 ms. Tune to groove. Threshold for 1 to 3 dB reduction on loud break hits. This lets the snare crack stay sacred while the vocal still lives. One more coach trick for mid-range management. After the rack, add EQ 8 and use a manual dynamic-ish workflow. Find where your snare lives. Often you've got body around 180 to 220 Hz, snap around 2 to 3k Hz, and fizz around 7 to 10k. Then automate a tiny dip, 1 to 2 dB, on the vocal texture only during the densest break sections. You keep the dreamy vocal vibe without dulling everything permanently. Common mistakes to avoid while you do this. Don't oversaturate full-range vocals. That's how you get harsh 3 to 6k bite and lose tenderness. Don't skip band splitting. One chain trying to do everything usually becomes loud but flat. Don't let reverb eat the groove. Always filter your reverb. Don't make the core wide. And always level match. Saturation lies when it's louder. Now a fast practice routine you can do in about 20 minutes. Take a 2-bar vocal phrase. Build the 3-chain rack. Write an 8-bar loop with breakbeat, sub, and a pad. Automate across 8 bars. First 4 bars, smear goes from about 20% to 45%. Bars 5 and 6. Add vocal throw sends only on the last word of each bar. Bar 7 and 8, grit rises, then hard cut the vocal on the last beat. Resample the throw tail, reverse it, and use it as a riser into the next section.